journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Oh, yes. And truth. Greetings, brothers and sisters, around this very, very, very fragile blue and rather sparkly globe spinning in the depths of space, circling, not even circling, being dragged after a fiery ball, which is also circling another fiery ball, possibly. It might be a red dwarf. Meanwhile, back on the Earth, we're just approaching the purported end of the world, or certainly the end of the Mayan calendar and various other things. But as I was discussing with my guest, it's very much like a combination lock where all of the tumblers are starting to line up, and we're just about at the point when the tumblers all line up and the key drops. And so, having inserted the correct number of coins into the box, I'd like to welcome my guest, Andrew Baltzis. Good afternoon. How are you doing, mate?
Good, JP. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. Yeah, things are crumbling around me, but I'm still in one piece, so that's all right.
The universe is giving you a test.
Yeah. It's certainly giving my bass player a test. So if anybody's got any sort of remote healing abilities, do put a little word out for Tony Pinner, who's the bass player for Steel Badge over here in Scotland. He's just been taken into hospital with a heart attack symptoms and things. So that might mess up our gig, but you know, I didn't want to play it. You know, they said, "Oh, come along, play the 21st. It's going to be fun." that's always a big no-no for me. If anybody ever says to you, "It's going to be fun," or indeed, "Trust me," and indeed, those two together, "Trust me, it's going to be fun." Don't. It won't. last year we did this gig, and it was the 21st of December. And it snowed, and I'm not talking just a little smattering, it was a blizzard. It was a blizzard, and it was up three flights of stairs, and I nearly had a heart attack, I tell you. Because, you know, we had to slap all our PA gear up the thing, and we have no roadies, and we're all in our 50s, so it's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Please don't let me do this anymore. And they said, "Oh, come on, play the gig on Friday, on the 21st. It's going to be a great day." I said, "It's going to be fun." Yeah. So anyway, so it may be that we're destined not to do this gig. Maybe, who knows, I'd like to know what your feelings are about what's going to be happening this weekend, astrologically, galactically, intuitively. Where do you want to start, Andrew?
Let's paint a broad picture here. I've brought this concept up a couple of times. Let's see the world as a spinning planet, and have the sun to our back. Well, we know on the opposite side of that spinning Earth, that's facing the blackness. So that's two sides of Earth. That is the basic representation of the separation between two worlds. We as a complete species of Earth-based citizens, not nation-based citizens, have a separated dream time. That is how the cabal basically controls us with separate medias, separate governments, ways to devolve and separate us from achieving a unified dream state mind, where we as a conscious wholeness of people are able to reach into the earth mind and bring back information that helps us heal, helps us procreate, helps us evolve. On the 21st, think of a Jacob's ladder that starts at the South Pole, rises up out the North Pole, spreads to the outer edges of Earth's aura, comes back into the center of Earth, of the South Pole, back into the center, which is Earth Mind, which completes the cycle that the outside hive mind that's on Earth's surface and the inside hive mind unify on the 21st, because it is a representation that Earth itself is going through the galactic change from winter to spring. We've talked about this ribbon of energy. We have talked about the galactic protons and the sun. All of that is part of this event and is what I call the Great Migration of Spirits. 550,000 years ago, when Earth was ripped from its original galaxy during a time-based war and brought to this part of the galaxy to be a water nursery of creation to spawn life in other areas, the victors that controlled that realized that the people on Earth would ultimately want to return to its natural vibration in its other galaxy. That's when they began interfering with our species. They began interfering with what's going on in Inner Earth, Hollow Earth, and all the other realms that are Earth, because Earth is connected to nine realms. And those nine realms have stargates to thousands of other realms. Well, as people began to realize really what Earth was about, Earth herself, as a sentient, conscious planet, was terribly wounded from the rip out of her galaxy to this new galaxy, and she lit up a beacon of hope and asked spirits from around the galaxy to come to her and be healers. Spirits from Pleiades, Andromeda, from other galaxies and other universes and other dimensions heard this call, transformed out of flesh into energy, and went into the Great Galactic Divide and used a homing signal to find Earth. When they entered the outer realms of Earth, they became astral beings again, and then began to incarnate as physical beings on Earth. Many of these people that came through spiritual form are what I call echolocators. They use a form of psychic projection out of their throat chakra, like whale sounds and dolphin sounds, and it is like a psychic echolocation and ability to communicate. These people incarnated as the first whale spirits, the first dolphin spirits, and their voice went around to the various parts of Earth Mother and used their sound as healing. That is why Earth and vibration are naturally in a healing state. That's why people that learn about sound and vibration understand that not only can the throat, the voice heal, example, you have one of those voices of radio, and I have one of those voices of radio, but our voices connect to a level of truth that is a vibration. The same thing happens with those spirits that have echolocator. Now, as Earth goes through the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th, what it is each day that Jacob's ladder will go out and come back in as the Earth spins around from light to dark, and we will begin to unify our dreams time as society. And people that are on the darkness and reject the two separate sides being brought together, those will be the people that will find themselves being rejected by Earthmind, because they are ultimately rejecting the love of change. The Cabal itself will do whatever it can do to end this time, but they also know that the old way of separation, the 550,000 years of control that they've had, is gone. So things like the Aurora shooting are their new methods of control. Things like fear-based, fear porn and actual porn and using psychic entities to spread through the internet to take over people, that will be their new game. And it'll be up to people like you, me, Revolution Radio, Wolf Spirit Radio, to stand up and be leaders. Not leaders with power, leaders with knowledge. Because knowledge in the hands of people determines our future.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, number one, let's see if I can work this backwards. The power that we can give people is very much like the Emperor's New Clothes or Penn and Teller or something like that, revealing the methods, revealing the stagecraft behind what they're, you know, we are aware of things like MK Ultra and the different programs of Blue Beam and all the ways they're going to try and trick us, but not all the ways. You mentioned something just a minute or so ago, which was about sending psychic programming through the internet. Now, this is an interest of mine. You know, I've always had this this thing. You know, you see these emails, urgent. This virus, so and so, will delete all your files or do something terrible, or you know, invoke the end of the world, or do something terrible to your hard drive, and don't open something that says this, and da 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 da. And they're all in uppercase, and they're all shouting, and they've normally, you can see that they've been forwarded about 15 times, and it's like you get all these levels of forwarding. And to me, that is a psychic virus, because it's fake, it's a hoax, and it just gets people scared. It doesn't do anything else.
And that was the first generation.
Yeah.
Or exactly. Up to the 20th generation, where they actually took the most basic sentient amoebic life from another planet. I mentioned this on Eva's show the other day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it would be worth reiterating on that, because not everybody here was listening to Eva, and so so I'd be very happy for you to kind of expand that.
Okay. When the people that are in the powers that be realize that what the 21st of 2012 means to their power base, that they won't have domination ability like they did before. They had to find ways to limit the ability of Earth-based incarnating spirits from having psychic powers, or finding ways to insert a sovereign entity that was under their control as a form of psychic pestilence that could steal the life force of a person until finally it's nothing but a shell that can be incarnated, other things can be incarnated into, because they have technology like that. So they came to the point where the alien, off-world aliens that were interfering and helping, because they all want to be a part of this domination and control, went to very basic two-dimensional and three-dimensional planets that were very wild. And they found the most basic sentient life that planet had spawned. And then they took that and brought it back here to Earth and allowed Earth vibration to change it, because we have a food chain that's unlike anything else in the universe. And then they began to insert negative and dark energies and controlling energies into it, and nanos and all sorts of things, to the point where they can insert this about 20 ounces of liquid into a person. And it takes over their spinal cord, their ganglions, and their nervous system, and that's what they used on the guy in the Sandy Hook shooting. A side effect.
One second. Is this the black oil-like substance?
That, yes, X-Files released that, but it's not a black oil. Only if you're looking at it with astral eyes will you see its darkness. And you can see through its darkness in its original format, its original planet, if you're one of those psychics, and you can heal that energy and banish the darkness that's been bonded with it.
Yeah, because that might help if we maybe do some of that later. And it was also in Twin Peaks, wasn't it?
Yes.
There was this black oil. So this stuff has been around for quite a while then.
Right. Probably since they started murdering the people in the European countries with the plague. That's really when it came around, because they needed to change the genetic population makeup and find things, possible hosts for these things that were coming in that were genetically aligned with it.
Ah, now that's very interesting. So, because... I mean, for instance, in order for my soul to incarnate, I have to have a certain key in my DNA. So I have to have a certain bloodline in order to incarnate. Is that right?
Correct.
And so that works with the same with these creatures. And what do we call these creatures?
They're all different versions from hundreds of different planets. I've just labeled them the black water entities, because they're more water than anything else. Mm. They're
black water, sentient, right? Yeah,
sentient. And many of them have woken up too inside their test tubes and used some pretty amazing psychic powers.
All right, so you now got this thinking, feeling liquid that can merge itself with somebody, and they're not quite sentient, is that right?
Think of like a 6-year-old, like a dog that's forever in a 6-year-old. The dog's got a lot more intelligence here on Earth. But it never went through three-dimensional life. It's more of two-dimensional vibration that suddenly has a three-dimensional body with all this input, and it makes it easily steerable.
Right, because it's freaked out.
Right, freaked out.
It's frightened, and so in that state of fear, it can be reprogrammed.
Right.
Because we found that out through, as I said earlier on, MKUltra. So, okay, so they get these beings. Who got these beings?
Who was the first?
Yeah, I mean, what's the who are we talking about in terms of
there are controllers here on Earth that have vast sums of them in reserve. Because one of the things they were going to do, if the side of the Light Warriors that was defending Earth decided to use their brinksmanship option, which was increase the amount of soul presence on Earth by 700-fold, because that would be an instantaneous defeat for the darkness, that the darkness would release mass amounts of this entity in a steam format all throughout the area as to try to counter that. So suddenly that this amoebic life force that they have that's investing people suddenly would be under the dominion of the dark as the great stargates of Earth and the sun are opening at the same time.
Right. So it's
a big,
like,
brinksmanship battle.
Well, it is. So okay, so these are sentient, so we don't want to kill them. You know, we need to be able to work with them. Is there a way that their energy could be channeled into a more productive mode somehow?
Yes. It does involve a lot of us waking up. It does involve a lot of us coming to a healing stand. It does involve a lot of us understanding that there are going to be people that want to use the lynch, you know, the old hanging method on some of these people, and there will have to be people that stand up and stand for honor, integrity, honesty, and the original spirit of the law and prevent lynchings, because these things are just as afraid, and they're easily dominated, and they can easily take them under control. And to give them an opportunity to evolve on our planet at the same time that the galactic migration is going on is their chance to return to their home world with what they've learned and then procreate a balance of life into the where they were torn out of.
So do you think a lot of this sense that people want to go home is actually these creatures?
No. As I said earlier when I was saying there was a great migration, people are starting home for a very long time. It wasn't their original home. And the migration that I talk about, think of all the flocks of ducks that go. Well, it's not. They don't all take off at once. There's lead ducks that lead the way through the vibration. That's the galactic vibration that's coming towards us. And as that hits, the lead ducks here on our planet will begin to wake up and have a homing signal inside their head, and they will search for knowledge of how to go to the natural stargates so they can return home to their original planet and express karma on a massive scale and do healing to Earth by expressing the karma to the original planetary entity that they came from as being called to be a healer. The great healing going on. There's a massive migration, billions and billions of spirits that are already in motion that are coming in and out of the astral layers here, waiting for the 21st, the final tumbler to lock. And the great, let's say, like in Lord of the Rings, when the fire is lit and it goes up all around, that's what's going to go on.
Wow.
Follow it.
Gee, this sounds exciting. This sounds like more exciting than the 21st of February that I was going to have. 21st of February? 21st of December. So this is fascinating. I'm interested in these beings because they've been traumatized. They've been MK-Ultra'd. And liquidized, and All right, loads of questions. All right, question one: if I've got a glass of these beings, and there's a bucket of these beings, how many possible beings could there be in, or is it like it is one being, and having a glass of it has they've got a hyperspace connection to the group mind. Is it like that?
It's like an ant hive mind, but they've separated. Think if you had a bucket of it, it would be one. If you had two buckets, it would be two. If you had three buckets, it would be three.
Right.
Every time you separate it, it goes through a fear change and reverts back to its original programming, so it can basically, it's like an amoeba that can separate itself. It also can separate its sentience, even though ultimately its hive sentience is tied to a artificial intelligence that is simulating its original home planetary's vibration.
Ah, right. Artificial intelligence is running the signal.
Right.
So, if
initial home,
is there any one of those, or are there many stations around the world? Andrew?
Yeah, you're there. Yeah, I'm there. I'm back.
Sorry. Is there just one of these stations, or transmitting this homing signal, or are there many?
Many. It's the same one that's interfering with the people that are trying to connect to the Galactic Federation of Light. Think of it like a giant psychic radio interception system.
Jamming.
And they're just got a massive server that takes all the psychic data and uses the artificial intelligence to plan a theme story. And you're stuck in it.
Hmm. Ah, so it's this that creates the scenarios that we find ourselves in.
Correct.
Interesting. So they are all out to get me.
They're breaking down real fast.
But they have been. So relaxing to think, you know, all these years of paranoia that you thought they were after you, and they are, and they have been, and so you were right. that takes a whole load off you, doesn't it? It's like, actually my perception is correct. the world is out to get me. But that's very, very interesting. So, okay, so presumably that spraying these creatures into a fine mist would have a terribly traumatizing effect on them.
Correct.
And that's what you're saying about being steam. Have they done that already? Is that what chemtrails are?
Yes. Yes, they have, actually. They've done chemtrails a couple times, but the entity became a rapidly advanced psychic creature that they had to kill, because it was beginning to bond with some of the outer energies of Earth Mother, and it woke up and said, hey, and they don't chemtrail it now unless they've filled it with some toxic black ooze, so it's only got a limited lifetime. So it's got a fuse once they spray it into the air, and its fuse was looking for something that it can bond to that still has the markers in it that it can be controlled by the Cabal through their frequency weapons.
Wow. Right. Okay. So, I mean, this is what is it? What do they call it? I can't remember the name of the department, but it's like pure science and freaking magic or something department. You know, this is bordering on that. You know, particularly using scalar to they're using scalar to communicate, not using.
Remember, it's a water-based entity.
Mm-hmm.
Water comes in a lot of forms. When you have something that comes from a raw psychic planet, like the planets these things were taken from, they have such a powerful base vibration, psychic base vibration, that, how do I put it? It's like the untamed horse that they're trying to put the saddle on.
Mm-hmm.
Force evolve with it.
Yeah, so they're wild. Wild at heart. Interesting. So, when you say that they wish, they've been taken to this planet. They've been messed about with. We've been messed about with. They're trying to mess about with us by using them, messing about with. I mean, this is just one of their angles. They have just basically, you know, we bombarded from all angles we're lied to, which makes us weak. With poison to make us weak, you know, and it appears that we used to be much taller, but they've used so many atomic weapons on this planet that we're all deformed and we're shrinking. So we're coming to the end of that. What happens when the wave hits the sun? Or, indeed, is there stuff that's going to be happening between now and that time, which is about 4 days?
Oh, yeah. I'll simply put it this way. As we go closer to the 21st, those of people that are already awake, like the people on Revolution Radio, Wolf Spirit, or those people that listen in the archives or are in stealth hiding and listening to these types of shows, you will get fair warning in your dream time, and it'll be up to you to deal with those dreams, because they're all of a sudden going to have a lot more reality behind them, as there's a unified dream consciousness that is Earth Mother instead of a separated dream consciousness. And as Earth goes further and further away from the Kali Yuga age of the Iron Age and closer to Sirius, that the vibration of Sirius consciousness is going to be, how do I put it, like the heavy stream of water meeting another tributary. It's going to be flowing into us. As much as the galactic energies, and as much as our own sun is going to emanate a light, a non-visible light that is going to be basically, how do I put it, the equivalency of 700 billion minds that are using remote counter-influencing through the stargate of our sun to banish the influencing energies of the negatives that are here. It's a massive psychic influencing game going on top of all the other stuff we know about.
As if things weren't bad enough.
Right. People don't really understand the scale of how big that this is.
Yeah.
And the key to it all is the description I gave about the dream, the two sides of the dream time. That is how they have control of us. And as the dream times get more unified and we go from galactic winter to galactic spring, people will begin to manifest their dreams, and there'll be stereotypes, but everybody will be different. A father that has a daughter that hasn't talked to him in 20 years, the daughter will want to connect because it's about healing. Somebody that's been burned over most of their body will find themselves suddenly healed the next morning because they had a healing dream. Things like that. And people call those miracles, but those are people self-healing them, reeling the vibration as the great homing signal in their brain turns on, and they're going to seek truth, knowledge, enlightenment, equity, and understanding where their true home is.
And presumably this also will involve a lot more memories.
Yes, people will be unlocking memories left and right.
Yeah. Now... let's talk about parallel lives, parallel lifetimes, past lives, future lives, parallel lives, and how does that converge as it seems to be doing?
Let's take a basic example of one of my previous students. When I first started working with her, she had numerous past life issues. The main one for her is in previous lifetimes, she was hung by the neck multiple times, and it really screwed her life up because she never followed through with some of the main things she wanted to do. She got caught stealing bread when she was young in England and was hung for it, stuff like that. So this lifetime, she was going to heal the neck injury, the spiritual neck injury. So she ended up being a high school teacher, and when I met her, she was just constantly coughing, constantly having throat problems. And the first time I did a Reiki treatment, I left my hand on the back of her neck, and I'd put a piece of turquoise on the front of her neck where in a man's position would be the Adam's apple, except on women, they don't have an Adam's apple. I put it over there, and she began coughing and making these noise, and I realized she was an echolocator spirit. And I just kind of freed up the energy, and she had a past life memory of the hanging. She was asking, what's happened to me? What's happened? I'm like, you're reliving your past life of being hung, and you can let this energy go now. It is your goal this lifetime to simply do just that. You don't need to go see people hung or anything like that. You just need to let it go this lifetime. And by doing that, you're going to unlock all this other stuff that's back there that's been held back by that one thing that hamstring your previous lifetimes. So there's this massive flood of energy into her body, into her throat chakra, and she rapidly began to realize how her voice has been healing her students. And she began having psychic connection with some of her past students and understanding how that she changed them. And she began to go through this healing process of remembering. and people will inevitably come to the remembering as the past thems suddenly go, hey, in dream time, and it'll be you, the lucid dreamer, that has to recognize, that's me. I know that vibration. I know that voice of truth. That's what we all face in past, present, and future lives. And I will say I have met future versions of myself, and they have sent healing energy back to me in the now so I could procreate more healing for other people. And I've also done that. I've gone back to the young child that was in me and healed that young child, who's then gone back to the present me and healed me and the future me, an endless cycle of healing with inside the dream time and the physical world.
So that's a very interesting as a way of looking at things. It's like, you know, you're a committee of your young self, your old self, your all these past selves and things like that.
Correct.
I found it very interesting to listen to your show with Michael McCracken the other day, and when he was talking about his that he would have this dream time experience where he was being taught law. And he visioned this this gentleman who was giving this lecture, and he seemed you know very very kind of accurately somebody who really knew his stuff, I mean you probably got that hit there that's to me that was obviously you know one of his past parallel lifetimes, quantum lifetimes.
Last night's show with Cliff, Dean Clifford, too. I connected right to his past lives, too.
Yes. Yeah. Fascinating stuff. Fascinating.
You do readings. Have you ever experienced a vibration that comes through during the reading that doesn't have the present time frame to it?
Now, that's very interesting because a lot of, you know, when you connect with soul and monad, you're dropping straight out of time. You know, so you're any time, any place. Our monads are one thing, and they go beyond time and space. So I'm immediately connecting in with what Stuart calls hyperspace. And so it gets to, like, the totality of the being, and then as you can drill down, and I've never actually done it, to be honest. But it's probably possible to... through connecting with the One, connect with any being, anywhere, anytime, any place, any when, kind of thing.
Have you ever had a past life regression yourself?
In January of this year. It was fascinating. I was with Rebecca Jernigan on Wall Spirit Radio, but we didn't do it live, obviously. But it was fascinating, and it made sense of events in my life. And I'm thinking, that might be interesting to look at. But I'd just like to mention that Revolution Radio and Wall Spirit Radio are both listener supported, and all donations will be gleefully accepted. Andrew and I are both doing this absolutely for no payment whatsoever, but we do readings. Andrew, what's your website if people want to get a reading from you?
You can email me at spiritdancer303@gmail.com or contact me at Facebook, Andrew Bartzis, Bartzis, due to the Facebook search function. He's got everything about my shows and stuff, so...
Yeah, and you've posted on the Wolf Spirit Radio page. So if you go to the Wolf Spirit Radio page and you'll find a link to Andrew Bartzis, he'll be there. And I'll probably post a link for the... This is a fascinating show. So we were getting to past parallel lives and how they impinge on the present time and that kind of thing, and you said, have I had a past life? So I had one, and it really did make sense. Now, other people have told me, I've seen you as such as I, but At the moment, it's really mostly important to deal with what's going on today, because I've got to raise some rent by Friday that doesn't exist. So do come and visit my website, everbeyond.info, and see if you like anything there. So we're talking about the collapsing of timelines, and have I had any past life regressions? What do you say?
This is interesting, collapsing timelines. One of the common things in the truth movements is about being on the positive timeline. Well, something I want to tell you. The internet's been bogged down with reality and unreality. There's the fictitious side of law, there's the fictitious side of our culture, and then there's the authentic inside that's us, and that we as a spiritual people don't have a culture, unified culture. That is the change we're going to be going through. Now, when it comes to timelines, yes, there was a timeline war. The answer is the timeline war is over. We are in the healing phase now before the galactic shift. So let's put timelines in an understanding. There's been a timeline war for this planet spread throughout many galaxies because it's been ripped from galaxies a half dozen times. This planet is the biggest prize in the universe. And everybody who's everybody has got something on this chessboard now. So imagine there are 10,000 major players, and each person is trying to control a timeline. That's how crazy the timeline got over here. The timeline wars reached out into literally other universes. That's how crazy it got. There are parts of Earth that actually simultaneously exist on thousands of different planets. Take that into concept. Like Mount Shasta, it's a sacred mountain on planets that have billions of sentient life for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And they've known that that mountain coexists on many worlds, and it is a place that they can go and travel the realms. Now, if you understand how spirits incarnate into worlds, you understand why Earth is the great prize and why Timeline Wars was the only way to lock out the great migration that is going on now. Well, the timeline wars are over. The ninth dimensional beings that are here, like the Arcturian vehicles of hope and change, are healing the timeline rips. We are on the timeline we're supposed to be. Everything that came before us, the string, the ball, is now unraveled, and the linear time is about to connect in a big circle. That's what's going on.
Right. So, everybody that I know is going through some kind of emotional situation. Now, from my esoteric lessons, emotional situations deal with the astral body, the astral force, there's been a vast dumping of this astral energy on this planet for a long, 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 long time. And that's that sense that people get, you know, when you go into an office and you want something done, and somebody says, "Oh, it's like trying to walk through treacle in this place."
Mm-hmm.
I believe that that is actually something to do with the Masonic limitation of time.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I thought so.
Time, as it, the concept that it is here on Earth, is a social agreement. It's not a science. Science was created after a social agreement. If you break that down to its most basic understanding, we as an ununified species that with no culture are working off of a social agreement off of the first sentient species that came about. And the people that came here to control realized we were using this crazy method of keeping track of time through looking at the stars. They used it and abused us, and we are the sum total of that now.
Whoa.
Yeah, tough to take in. Try being 12 years old and taking that in.
Yeah, can you run that by me as if I was like a 12-year-old? Slowly.
Time is a social agreement.
The
first sentient humans that came out of the primordial ooze with two arms, two legs, one butthole, two eyes, this whole nine yards,
mm-hmm.
said, "All right, what are we going to do if we need to meet again?" Okay. The next time the moon's in the sky, meet me here. That's the social agreement.
I see.
That's the root foundation. sentient beings from other worlds came here and looked at us using this back-ass way of measuring time. That it was nothing. That it was an agreement that it has no basis of science, just the raw, unbridled passion of the psychic Earth.
Hmm.
And they used it, abused it, and we are the sum total of that. That is why time will act differently as we are a unified dream society again.
Right, okay. Let's go on to that last point. A unified dream society. So let's just take it. So I just want to recapitulate, just for my own benefit, because I'm an idiot. All right.
I understand.
Something's escaped me, but
I'm laying a big psychic egg. I knew this would happen,
yeah.
And there are thousands of listeners out there that have heard me describe something similar to this before. This is just another part to that egg.
It's part of the hologram of the thought form that you're expressing. So I get you. So we're going from a divided daydream and nightdream world.
Two sides of the world, yes.
Two sides of the world. One of them seems asleep and one of them seems awake.
No, one of them is literally awake and doing business and action, while the other side is in the highest percentage of it is sleeping.
Yeah.
And there are pieces of technology that are keeping the two sides from merging as a single field of dreamtime energy.
Right.
And the vibration that is changing is going to overwhelm those machines and they will fail.
Right. The machine stops.
Right. Earth mind wakes up.
Right.
We are the sum total of Earth mind on her surface.
And will
the ants,
my
hive.
Will my electric guitar work after this?
Yes.
Oh, good. Because I'd be so sad if my electric guitar. I quite like the acoustic, but there's nothing like electric guitar. I tell you, it's the only instrument in the world where you can ride a wave. Nothing else does it. That's what Hendrix discovered. You know, when he's going, you're riding a wave. This thing is coming from everywhere and nowhere. I love it. You know, lots of guys go hiddly widdly, and that's great. But the electric guitar, through its interaction with its with the atmosphere, it's like an aeolian harp that takes the wind and it vibrates the strings. But you know, it's just like cranking that up a thousandfold. Well, I don't know where that one came from, but back to your egg. And so we're going from this unified, divided dream time, or one active. And so does this mean that, how do we get regular? How do we do regular? Do we need to do regular, or how do we find the rhythm?
First thing first, the 21st is a representation of the first flocks of ducks that are going to migrate for the season. And as ducks start flying, humans start looking up and go, hey, something's going on, the ducks are moving. It is a changing of the season on a galactic level.
Mm-hmm.
And the energetic beings that are incarnating in this world are going to have a homing beacon inside them that will help them guide to their proper stargate so they could express this lifetimes that they've learned here and decide if they want to return to their original planet from whence they came when Earth did the original call out. So there will be a migration on two levels. The new spirits that are coming here and the spirits here are going home. Well, there will be a crossover of these spirits, and these will be called waypoints, and there will be people that are known as wayfinders and waypointers, and those will be the people of Earth who woke up early and decided to stand up and say, we are up for truth, honor, justice, integrity, and equity, and we will reject all people that cannot come from those positions of equity and neutrality. The polarity ends as we begin to express our life on a galactic scale.
And so, the media won't end.
Nope. You know? Well, we're literally, what is going to happen is miracles, in one sense. I mean, I don't like to use that word, but there will be a person in a hospital that's one step away from death that is going to have an experience where they're going to wake up and there'll be no wounds on them the next day. And this will happen more and more and more. And the media itself will be bogged down with so much truth that the media people itself will reject the negative programming from the cabal and begin to report the truth. Because everybody kind of understands, as long as the media is controlled by the cabal, they still own this planet. Because the media itself is the method of control of separation, because it is what is defining this social agreement and abusing it.
That's right, because people only believe something's true if they see it coming out of the box. If I tell them, you and I can bang on for it until we're purple or ultraviolet, and still, no, but... If Simon Cowell says that, or, you know, Walter Cronkite, is he still alive? Does that? People will believe it. And that's going to have to change, because what you're talking about is an internal experience that everybody's going to feel.
Yep. I got a question for you. What have you been noticing about the change in monads? Have you seen people more walk-ins, or is this something that you just see people naturally adjusting their internal energies?
Right. So I see three main soul groups. Three main monad groups and three main soul groups. And there's an odd one or two soul groups in the others that I've come across. I'm finding that a lot of there's this outgoing one, what we call the sixth ray, and that's the astral ray, as I mentioned earlier, the emotional ray. It's that intensity of enthusiasm, stroke, fanaticism that is fueling the world's problems at the moment, and that's going out, and we're having the new seventh ray coming in, which is the technological, meditational. Understanding of method and process and alchemy and magic and all of that stuff. The violet, it's the seventh ray, which is, some people say it's violet, some people say purple, I just call it seventh ray because people quibble about colors, and that's when it all gets really complicated, because people get fanatical about things. Anyway, so the seventh ray is coming in, and so there's a large number of seventh ray souls who have come to the shows, and there's a smaller number of sixth ray souls, but they're pretty advanced. They're like as far as you can push it before you pop over into either the second ray or the seventh ray. The next incarnation they'd have would be one of those. So I'm watching this process happen, and I'm watching people evolve slowly, but it's happening. And it's, I can imagine that the way that this whole time spiral is speeding up, what would have happened, people are going to evolve. It's going to be like geologically it would be a snapping of the fingers. I think people are going to evolve. People are going to be much calmer, because this, I think you were talking about this. Interesting. Yes, I just had that thought about this liquid being. There was a feeling of. Moving back. Yep. So, because this is such a complicated story. All right, so we're moving from the sixth to the seventh, and this is probably like the last playing out of the sixth ray, and this is the energy that people are able to control people with. And it might be the same infected extraplanetary influence that's made everything worse, and that's what esoterically they called glamour. Right. Which might be this entity being mind thing. We got about 6 minutes, 7 minutes out. So it'd be interesting if you could give people a really good push their boat forward into the stream. How can people orient themselves in the correct way? Because it sounds like you just have to allow this thing to happen.
To an extent, you do. There are up until the very last second, the 300 or 400 Ascended Masters versus the 100-120 Dark Cabal that are left is going to be playing up to the very last second. It is a chess game that's being played out on nine dimensions of reality right now, through multiple universes and multiple galaxies and multiple stargates and multiple suns. You can't possibly understand how big it is. And even me laying this little egg just helps people that already have their homing beacon turned on to know how big it is, how the scale is. So what I'm going to do is give people a directional influence. The first direction is the Shaman's Death that is coming from your east. That is the recognition of the life, death, and rebirth cycles that you go through in your own life. At classic examples from when you were prepubescent to postpubescent, pre-high school to post-cycle. Each is a death and a rebirth cycle. There's a shaman within you has been driving the theme of your story. And the theme of your story comes from the West, the place of goals, the place of the bear, the place that wants you to understand that if you choose life, you must go through a cyclical process of purification. Otherwise, the negative energies of the North, which are the influence of the star people, will bog you down simply because you are not connected to source instead of individual mind. If you look forward to the south, you come to the war bonnet. It is a ceremonial symbol, a logical thing that people wear that represents the great things that they have done. The term is putting a feather in your cap. The feather in our cap now is the change of the 21st. It's your badge of honor. Every spirit gets, because we've gone through this grind of a planet, this grind of a lifetime with all of the things that are going on all of the scales. And we, as a unified soul society from multiple universes and galaxies, are uniting at this moment to relax, relieve, and understand that we're going to move on and reject, because it is our ability to respond to any event that determines how good, bad, or indifferent we are. And through sharing of medicine, of healing, we will understand how to detoxify our life. We will understand how to come back to a natural form of eating food, how to grow your own food in your home so that the energy is procreated in your life instead of going out and consumerizing. It is to bring that life force to yourself and ultimately to nurture our future selves so our past, present, and future selves are a unified being of light, energy, vibration, bonded with Earth Mother, no longer in domination, but in dominion.
Revolution Radio listeners, especially those who have been listening, a very happy transition. Maybe nothing will happen. Maybe something will happen. But wait and see. You know, I mean, things are happening all the time now. You know, there's stuff happening. You can't say that nothing's happening just now, eh?
Lots is happening. So much is happening that people are missing it. There has been people that have been mentioning that there's this... that the forces of light outside have decided to play the money game and put out a prize for the first people that disclose first, and that is tearing the cabal apart right now, tearing it apart. Smile, everyone, smile, because they're going to do that again and again and again until finally their own fiction of money is going to eat them alive like a circular firing squad.
The circle of firing squad. That's right. Everybody's got to fire at the same time.
Oh, no. A Mexican standoff of their own people.
Well, actually, that's something that I've always kind of hoped would happen. That, you know, that it wouldn't need to. It would collapse. It would implode in upon itself.
Well, they will still do some nasty things, but it is going to implode on itself.
Hmm.
We're going to realize in dream time with what they're going to plan, and thousands of people will prevent the next 9/11 because they'll dream it ahead of time. The domination is over. It is our natural right to bring dominion in now, and dominion of non-control and honor, honesty, integrity for everyone is what we will procreate.
Andrew Bartsis, thank you very much.
Thank you, JP.
This has been Journeys with JP. I'll see you on the other side of the bump.